This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. China has suspended or closed the social media accounts of more than 1,000 critics of the government's policies on the COVID-19 outbreak as the country moves to further open up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The popular Sina Weibo social media platform says it's addressed over 12,000 violations, including attacks on experts, scholars, and medical workers, and that officials have issued temporary or permanent bans on over 1,000 social media accounts. Criticism has largely focused on heavy-handed enforcement of regulations, including open-ended travel restrictions that saw people confined to their homes for weeks, sometimes sealed inside without adequate food or medical care. Users are too angry over the requirement that anyone who potentially tested positive for COVID-19 or had been in contact with such a person had to be confined for observation in a field hospital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the U.S., after 4 days of debate and 15 rounds of voting, California Representative Kevin McCarthy secured the speakership of the U.S. House of Representatives. Before being sworn in as Speaker, Representative McCarthy said this about U.S. energy policy.
We pledge to cut the regulatory burden, lower energy costs for families, and create good-paying jobs for workers by unleashing reliable, abundant, American-made energy.
Voters in Benin prepare to vote tomorrow for new lawmakers, with the strong presence of women and young candidates giving them the sense of a fresh start. This is VOA News. Ukrainians mark Orthodox Christmas under the shadow of war as fighting continues, despite Russian leader Vladimir Putin's unilaterally ordering his forces to pause attacks. China on Saturday marked the first day of Chunyuan, the 40-day period of Lunar New Year travel known pre-pandemic as the world's largest annual migration of people. The country is bracing for an increase in travelers and the spread of COVID-19 infections. This Lunar New Year public holiday will be the first since 2020 without domestic travel restrictions. VOA's Tommy McNeil now has the latest on U.S.-Israeli relations.
Netanyahu's right-wing government is just days old, but its most controversial member has already upset U.S. diplomats. In a bid to forestall more unpleasantness, U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to send National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to Israel in mid-January. That may be followed by other high-level trips to Israel, including by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Their message, don't cozy up with Russia, don't upset the delicate Middle East security balance, and don't make life more difficult for the Palestinians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has given awards to several of the people who defended his 2020 win in the U.S. presidential election as the nation marked the anniversary of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
President Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on Friday with an award ceremony honoring law enforcement officers who defended the building, as well as lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The first orbital satellite to set off for space from Western Europe will be launched from Cornwall in southwest England on Monday. Virgin Orbit plans to use a modified Boeing 747 with a rocket attached under its wing for the first time outside the company's base in the United States. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.